Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host for Favor Life, Cheryl Thaxton, the pastor of Favor of God Ministries located in Greenville, North Carolina, and I'm so grateful to be with you today to share with you the Word of God that as we travel through this process there being the place that God is taking us by faith, and it is a faith journey, a journey that you cannot write out and give definite direction as if you were going back to school. It is a walk that God takes you through and uses your everyday life to mold you, to shape you, to draw you nigh unto Him, to let you understand who He is, to see His power, to see the wonders of His hand, to know that He is awesome, that He is all-powerful, that He can shape and command and cause anything in your life to be as He says, that as you obey Him and trust Him, you will be proven and you will prove God. So it's a twofold. God will prove you, and you will prove God. And I love that because in His proving of us, He stretches us. The Bible says that God tests the heart of men. And we see that throughout the Bible that he has tested many people, not with temptation, but tested them where they were to show them how great He is, how much they must depend on Him, to make them an overcoming testimony against the obstacle or the enemy that has come against them, but also to show them where they are in God. So I love that because when He does it, it's not for a downfall, it's for your making. And when we prove God, we say, God, everything that You said, we're putting it, giving You back Your word and saying, God, do what You said. We know You're bad enough, You're big enough, You're powerful enough. Ain't nobody greater. Ain't nobody as powerful as You. And we test the assurance that we have in God by putting Him to His back to His word and letting Him demonstrate His power in our lives. So as we walk through this process of there, everyone's process is different. Everyone goes through something that only you know that God did it. Only you know that God answered. He showed up on your behalf, and He proved Himself in great ways, and He allowed you to see His word in action in your life, showed you how strong you were in Him, showed you how much He loved you and how much He's for you. And so we're studying one of the people in the Bible, and we will study many more through this process of there, because it's just not about Abraham. It is about everyone in the Bible, and we're walking through their lives and seeing ourselves in their lives, in our era, in our time. And we're seeing Abraham, someone who God has chosen, unlikely character, and we see unlikely characters, unlikely people in the Bible every time we look at it. We see Jonah, who was a rebel, who went against the will of God. We see Abraham. We see Jacob. We see Rahab. We see so many different people in the Bible who God has used in the process of getting them to the place of great victory, great overcoming faith, great triumph, and saving lives, encouraging lives, and changing lives. And that's what God is doing with us in this season and time. We have so many people that He's going to allow us to touch, so many lives that we're going to reach. So we're looking at Abraham, and we're looking at the covenant that God makes with Abraham. We went into it last Friday, and we're going back into that today and moving. But I wanted you to know that this covenant place of God is a place where God comes and He shows up. He says something, because it says after these things, that means some things happened in Abram's life, and God was there to give him the word to encourage him, to let him know, I haven't changed my mind, I'm still powerful enough to do it, and I'm backing it up with my covenant to you and letting you know that I'm going to fulfill every promise that I spoke to you. And so God lets us know that when we hit areas and places in our lives, when we have gone through some things, He comes back and He gives us the word. He shows up and He gives us a vision or a spoken word, or He gives us the word of God, and He lets us know, I have not changed my mind about what I told you, and I'm going to do exactly what I said, and I'm letting you know that I'm covenant with you. And if I don't do what I said, heaven and earth is going to pass away. But I'm so powerful and so great. I know I can back up my word because I watch over it. And I've been watching over it from the beginning of time to make sure that it is performed and it's going to happen in your life. So God does this with Abraham, and he lets him know this. And I like what God does. He lets him know that the things that you thought if your blessing was going to come to, or the inheritance that you thought you were going to pass on, it's not coming to that. I'm going to do this through you. Abraham thought it was going to come through his servant Eleazar, and he thought that, you know, that I'm going to pass this on to him because I don't have anybody else, and he's going to inherit it. But God says, no, even though this is someone who came and has been faithful to you and has served you, the blessing that I'm going to give you is going to come through your loins. Meaning that there is something that God is going to let you give birth to. There's something God is going to let you give birth to in the spirit and in the natural. It could be giftings and talents or ministry. It could be embarking on something in the natural form as far as a business that he's been putting in your heart to do, something in the community. And even though you can't see it, you don't know how it's coming together, God is letting you know, giving you the assurance, this is going to come through you. No one else can do this but you. And if you do, and trust me, and you'll see that I don't care how it looks right now. I don't care how it looks like the odds are against you. And I don't care how it looks like you can't make it come together, that it's not being, that you're not being fruitful, that it's not, you can't find the revenue or the avenue or the direction that you think it should be. God's saying, I'm going to make it happen in your life. And at the set time, you're going to give birth to something. You're going to manifest something. And it's going to be a blessing not only to you but to the generations that you come in contact with, which is what God had always intended for his leaders, for his people, that you not only touch your generation, that you not only reach your generation, that you not only impact your generation, but every generation that you come in contact with, that your leadership causes them to recognize the God that you serve, the love of God, the power of God, the life of God, the demonstration of God in some way, some shape, some form. So God is letting you know that whatever it is he's calling you to, your purpose of there, it's going to come through you, and you're going to be the one that's going to give birth to it. It's going to be in your loins that God is going to pull out what he already commanded to be. So we see this, and Abraham falls in line with God, and God makes a covenant with him, and we see that covenant being manifested even today because it has shown up. It has shown up through Jesus Christ in the lives of believers over 2,000 years ago. That seed, way over 2,000 years ago, the seed of righteousness was sown unto us, given to us in the gift of Jesus, and we're seeing it manifest even the more, never losing power, never losing strength, never losing anything, but still being everything that God said. Proverbs 11 and 18 says this, because we understand that as we obey God, as we submit and we do as God says, there comes a reward, a blessing with walking in the righteousness of God. So Proverbs 11 and 18 says this, and I like this because it reassures me. It says, and then I'm going to read in the International Version, then I'm going to read in the Message Bible. It says, a wicked person earns deceptive ways, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. The Message Bible said, bad works get paid with a bad check. Good works get solid pay. And God is saying, if you do what I ask you, even though it's going to cost you, even though folks don't understand it, I'm going to reward you. There's no way that you can seek after my righteousness and my holiness and seek after my plan and my purpose, and I'm not show up with my reward. And the reward is me, because God tells Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward. He tells him that. He says, I am the reward of your life. When you look at the 15th chapter, that's what God tells him. And that first verse going down to the B, he says,
Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. And God is saying, if you do what I ask you to in righteousness, I am the reward that is coming to you. Not only in all that I am and all that I've given to my son, but I am the reward of what you endure, what you suffer. Not only in heaven are you getting a reward, but in the earth, I'm going to bless you. And when I like Jesus says this, he says, and the word of God says, he says, as I am, you are in the earth. That means whatever Jesus was, is, will ever, shall ever will be, his righteousness has made us that in the earth. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So it doesn't matter what the enemy's trying to say to make it look like I cannot do, I cannot receive, I cannot go forth, I cannot become, I cannot give birth to what God has said. That is a lie. As I begin to believe and quote it and believe it and decree it over my life, as Jesus I am in the earth, he's given me the gift of who he is in the earth, and he lives inside of me through the Holy Spirit. So I am that. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He is my reward. He is my portion. So if he is my portion and my reward, not only do I have all that he has given me, everything that he is, every dominion, every power, every authority, it is mine. I can be all that he says and walk in his power in the earth and do all that he says I can do. He is the reward that guarantees me that I'm going to bless you for doing what I ask you to do in the earth, for bringing me glory in the earth. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to make sure I show up in your life and be the reward of righteousness. Be the reward that you can see and others can see that I'm with you and I'm for you. And we have to have that, because there are many times when the enemy and circumstance say, where is your God? You're going to this place, this process of there. You can't tell me what there is because it's a faith walk, you say. That's what the enemy says and what people say. And I don't see your God. But we have to stand still and know and see the salvation of the Lord. See God act in our life and not do it ourselves. Trust that if he called us to it, he would surely bring us through it. What I like about it is he backs this word up of his reward in Deuteronomy 33 and 29. He does it with Israel, and the same thing he says to Israel is what he's saying to us. It says in the Message Bible, it says, lucky Israel, put your name there. Lucky Cheryl, put your name there. Who has it as good as you? A people saved by God, the shield who defends you, the sword who brings triumph. Your enemies will come crawling on their bellies, and you'll march on their backs. God is letting us know, I am the reward that's going to defend you. I'm the reward that's going to be with you. I am the reward that's going to bring you victory over the enemy, over Satan, over the kingdom of darkness, but also in the earth. I'm the reward. And I'm going to let you understand that even as you're facing battles and facing fears and walking through places that looks like it's not working in your favor, just like God said, it says after these things, after the stuff that stuff that you might have done, even after you got in your own way, even after you walked in your own direction and didn't consult God, he says after all of that, after all of those things, I'm going to be the reward. Don't fear, don't worry, don't fret, don't say it's too hard, don't say it's too difficult, don't say I can't take this. Say, okay, God, I'm grabbing the word that you spoke. You are my reward. Now show up in your rewarding power. Show up in your rewarding strength. Show up in your rewarding authority and do what I can't do because I didn't call myself to this. I didn't tell myself this. You gave me this word. Now, God, manifest. I'm trusting you to be God. I'm trusting you to be Lord. I'm trusting you to be King. And we see that God makes this covenant. And as he makes this covenant with him, God then begins to put into action all that he says. He begins to reassure him. The reassurance power of God is hitting you now. The reassurance power of God is being fresh in your mind to let you know that everything that God spoke concerning you will manifest and will happen. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Know that he is God. Fear not, for he is with you. You're going to run through a troop. You're going to leap over a part. And you're going to see the greatness of God. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor of Life today. Be blessed for the Lord, and we will see you here tomorrow at the same time. Be blessed in Jesus' name.